City Council met last night virtually, and we thought we'd wait until Mayor Dobies was here to discuss some of it. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good. Good. Council, we talked about the social district last week, and you voted to approve that.
Yeah, in short form, yeah, we voted to approve it. We went through a pretty lengthy amendment process and discussion process around the time that we were going to allow the people to participate in kind of the social district, obviously having beverages, kind of carrying beverages around the actual district in the common areas. What we actually did was extend the district to all of the city-owned areas, or extend the common areas to all of the city parks, roads, and parking spaces, and so forth within the proposed district, which goes from about Consumers Energy over to Blackstone, and then north and south along Glick and Washington, largely. You know, encompasses a lot of our downtown restaurants, and the intent of it, I think, is to allow people to get a beverage at one of the local restaurants and kind of stroll around downtown as we continue to navigate the pandemic. I think we've seen more outdoor seating, and a social district like this allows people to take that beverage and walk around downtown, see some of the artwork, some of the bright wall murals that we have, and also enjoy some of those beverages in some of our parks that we have. Bucky Harris, Set by the Fire, go over to Blackman Park, and I think it's going to be great. We did limit the days at which people were going to be allowed to do this to Thursdays and Fridays from 12 p.m. noon to 12 a.m., and then Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to midnight. And then we also gave the city manager the ability to designate holidays, and so those hours would hold true on the day before, the day of, and the day after holidays. So I think it'll be great. I think it'll be interesting to see how it kind of unfolds, and we'll have to fine tune it and working with the Downtown Development Authority. But, you know, I think it'll be interesting. We're seeing a lot of other cities develop social districts, and so we'll have one here in Jackson.
Yeah, it's nothing new. Many other towns probably our size do the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, we've already had allowed for kind of outdoor seating, an expansion of outdoor seating, where you know patrons can be served kind of on the sidewalk. So this kind of allows a little bit more flexibility of them to kind of stroll between those venues, enjoy downtown, and I think it'll be great for helping to drive more people downtown, and hopefully it'll help some of the small businesses that we have downtown as well, as people not only get some of those beverages and enjoy a night out at the, or a day out at some of the downtown restaurants that we have, but maybe they stroll past some of the different businesses that we have downtown and do some window shopping, and also spend some of their money on some of the other businesses that we have downtown.
Yeah, you must have got a buy-in from the restaurants, right?
Yeah, we have, you know, there's with any new policy, there's always, I think, concern in terms of how it's implemented, how it's enforced, whether there's going to be, you know, parties downtown in the streets, you know, 24/7. I don't think that that's the intent of this policy. I think it just provides a little bit more flexibility, and we did have a good amount of restaurants and businesses that spoke in support of it to the DDA. So I think it'll, you know, if this gets approved by Lara at the state, then it'll be a game of working with those restaurants that want to participate in that operation, helping to educate them about the hours and rules and stipulations, and helping to educate the general public as well about the time constraints, so that people can avail themselves of that mm-hmm. opportunity and recreation activity to come downtown and stroll around downtown, enjoy themselves, and without being too disruptive to the other work that's going on downtown throughout the week, as well as the residents that we have downtown.
And to coincide with that, you approved some events downtown, including the car shows, providing COVID-19, I guess, doesn't rear its ugly head.
Yeah, well, it's certainly trying to. We're, I think, at a different stage where we're starting to, as we talked about before, have our supply outpace some of the demand. So we're mm-hmm. continuing to work with the health department and the local health system to be able to continue to educate people about the importance of getting the vaccine, social distancing. I think the CDC is coming out with some new guidelines around engaging outdoors if you're vaccinated and if you're not right. vaccinated. People have probably seen that. So, you know, I think we're slowly moving into a different stage with the pandemic, and what you're seeing is the city starting to open up some of those outdoor activities, and I think that's important to do as we you know, want to support downtown businesses and give people things to do as we kind of go into year two of the pandemic. But I think it is still going to require people to be socially conscious of the role that they play in helping to continue to combat the virus. And that means, you know, not only doing all the social distancing and other recommendations, but getting vaccinated and beyond getting vaccinated, encouraging others to do so as well.
Couple big road projects underway, Derek.
Yeah, we got a couple of big road projects. Last night we approved Douglas Street, and in one of the biggest projects underway over, you know, my tenure as mayor, we've probably fixed more roads than I can remember previously. You know, we're got a lot of orange barrels up across town. We have obviously people can see anyone going north on West Ave runs into the Diverging Diamond project that's going to be at the intersection of 127 and 94.
Right.
They're already laying the groundwork for the new bridge there, and that's going to look great. It's, you know, consistent with what we're doing at what we've done at Cooper Street and what we're ultimately going to do on Elm Street, Lansing Ave, working with the state. One of the local projects that is also underway is Morrell Street, there from Greenwood over to MLK. I mean, that is a just nightmare. You know, a terrible section of road, just nightmare. We're bobbing and people are bobbing and weaving all over that road all the time. So, you know, I think things like that are part of our broader strategy to continue the progress we see downtown, bring it out into the neighborhoods, and you know, we've worked our way. You can start to see how some of those projects are connected with working down Greenwood Avenue with the new road there, coming down MLK Street from downtown to the new roundabout at Morrell Street. So we're starting to not only fix our roads, but do so in a way that's strategic, that's connected, and ultimately help support some of the economic development that we're looking to undertake to really continue to fuel those infrastructure investments.
That roundabout seemed to work out at Morrell Street and Francis.
you know, at the expense of being recalled in my, you know, final 6 months here or whatever, I will say that, you know, I do believe that roundabouts work. I think that they have a role to play in our infrastructure planning and just our safety as well. They're kind of a 1-2 punch where they help to fix our infrastructure and that intersection in particular. They not only serve a purpose of reducing a lot of our needs to provide traffic signals and monitor and those traffic signals, but they slow traffic as well while keeping all of that traffic moving. So I think we've used them not only for that purpose, but also to kind of serve as key entry points into different parts of town. We have one down at in front of Ella Sharp coming into town. We have one up at Cooper Street coming into town. So having one on MLK, I think, you know, these are kind of our gateways into the city. And I think that and the one on Morrell kind of coming into downtown. So I think it looks good. It serves a purpose. It helps fix our infrastructure and serves a purpose of kind of calming traffic, as you got MLK there that is probably a bit too wide and is worthy of what we would call a road diet. And I think that's something that the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority is probably going to undertake here in the years to come.
Talk a little bit about the city is planning on redesigning Loomis Park, and I guess the Booz Center goes along with that.
Yeah, so we voted to make an expenditure about $180,000 last night for architectural services with the Covell Group, and they do great work. We actually, last year during the pandemic, worked with a playground manufacturer to help design the concepts for the new playground there at Loomis Park. Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of putting all of those pieces together along with a redesign of what the Booz Center can look like. Obviously, in the past year, we've put some resources into fixing the roof. But now, similar to what we've seen at the King Center, we want to do the same sort of treatments over at the Booz Center. You know, these are great assets for neighborhood improvement and bringing the community together. The Booz Center, similar to the King Center. The King Center probably hadn't had a major renovation since it was first built. And now you walk in there and looks completely transformed. I think, you know, getting some of those resources, some of that activity and updates over to the east side of town is the direction that we want to go for the city. And giving that sort of attention to the Booz Center, I think, is long overdue.
Yeah, same thing with Loomis. I just said you go by Loomis Park at night, and it looks like, you know, the Adams family wouldn't move in there.
Well, yeah, and you know, we have improved lighting. We've rebuilt the basketball courts there. You know, part of the plan, and as you've probably seen over the last couple of years, there's a concept of, you know, safety through environmental design. That when you look at that park, it's hard to see into the actual park at night because of the way that the playground was built, and also because of some of the trees and some of the landscape design that's, you know, hilly, and it's hard to see in, especially if you're a police officer driving by. It's hard to look in, and so what we've done over the past couple of years is improve that visibility. We've leveled some of the groundworks there, trimmed up some of the trees. I think getting a new playground there will help with visibility and safety, and you know, that coupled with the lighting and coupled with new treatments on the Boo Center, I think is going to make for a really great, safe, and beautiful park.
Dana didn't call yet.
Dana didn't call, but we, at not this past council meeting, but the council meeting before, instructed the city attorney to reach out and investigate the status. So when we hear back, we'll let you know.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a good day.